Jaiva Dharma, this Vijay and Babaji, you know, they interact.
Bhajranath.
So in one of the questions which Vijay asks is that he's asking that Babaji tells him that you have to do the smaran, you know, and of the gopis, you know, and
good instruction.
So and do the bhajan. So now, since even he is there, we all are males, you know. So now gopis are females. So since we are males, so how do we mentally think about us to be females and do bhajan to Krishna?
You're saying we are males, or we have a male body, and we this Raghunuga Bhakti, the Kamanuga Raghunuga Bhakti, that Raghunuga Bhakti, there's two types of Raghunuga Bhakti, Sambandhanuga and Kamanuga. So Kamanuga is based on intense craving and intense desire to please Krishna in an intimate, amorous way. Because conjugal means married, so this is not... Conjugal actually means like the... When talking about Krishna and his conjugal relationship with Rukmini and Dwarka, that's the word conjugal in English. But when it's a lover, they can say a wife can be called a Kanta, my beloved Kanta. But a lover is called Nagar.
Nagar
and Nagari.
Okay.
Or Raman. Raman and Ramani. Radha Ramana Hari Bho. Jai Jai Radha Ramana. This means that this beautiful black boy is the lover of Radharani.
Right.
That's Radharaman. He's a lumpat. He's a dort lumpat. But he's the lover. So to follow the gopis, this is the meaning of this rag marg in the worshipping Radha Krishna, which is the gift of Lord Chaitanya. He says, Ata eva gopi bhava angikar. Ata eva, certainly everyone should accept this gopi bhava.
Mahaprabhu says this
in the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Okay.
Very important. And in the teaching, Madhya Leela, chapter 8, Ramananda Samvad. Lord Chaitanya says, how do you attain the goal of life? What is the perfection of life? And he explains, and he discusses many, many things. Karma Yoga, Nishkam Yoga, Gyan Yoga. There's so many, not that Gyan Yoga, but so many things. And then he talks about Vaidhi Sadhana, then he talks about Dasya Rati, Shantarati. And Lord Chaitanya says, no, go higher, go further. Then he starts talking about Radha and Krishna and the gopis. He says, yeah, now tell me more. So he said, then he gets to the point of, he says, actually the greatest of all the gopis is Radharani, and the greatest expression of love is when Radharani is bewildered and Krishna's bewildered, and Krishna doesn't know if he's Radharani or he's Krishna, and Radharani doesn't know if she's Radharani or Krishna, and they're both in total vivart. Vivart means transformation. It's called Prem Vivart Vilas. They completely forget each other's identity because they merge together as one, like the melting of shellac. You know, shellac is like some substance from a tree, like bark of a tree. And you heat it, then you put it over paper or something, and they become one. It's like a coating. So that's the word is used in Bengali. That their identities, their sense of separate identity, and it came melted together like shellac. That's Prem Vivart. So when he got to that point, then Lord Chaitanya put his hand on his mouth and said, stop, don't go further. Because he was already about to faint.
Who?
Mahavaru. Ramananda Roy Shiksha. So then he said, okay, then when Lord Chaitanya calmed down, he said, okay, now how to attain this? How to attain this Gopi Bhav? And then he explained all about Raghunuga Bhakti. At the end, from Madhya Leela, this is Madhya Leela chapter 8, from verse around 250, verse 250 for the next 45 verses. It's all about Raghunuga Bhakti. The whole Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about Raghunuga Bhakti and Gopi Bhav, and all the Goswami writings. So this is a rare gift, and it's very clearly told in Harinam Chintamani, very clearly told in Jiva Dharma, which you're citing, but it's completely repressed and suppressed and all over these popular preaching missions, because the objective is preaching, not internal
right.
self-bhajan.
Right.
That's all right. That's perfect. But should not repress.
Why I'm laughing? Because I think ISKCON doesn't have a temple also in Radhakund, because they're scared. If they have it, all the devotees will go to the Babaji's. That's why they don't have a temple in Radhakund.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. They have, in the ultimate reality, or even the physical reality, everything is one and different. I am one with my wife and different. I'm one with my job and different.
Yes.
I'm one with this body and different.
Yes, right.
And you go to the highest, the highest theological conceptions of, or ontological conceptions of God, and it's all one. No, it's bait. No, it's dwait. It's shuddha dwait. Lord Chaitanya said, no, forget it, you guys. Put everything in the khichdi. Put in shuddha dwait, put vishishta dwait, put in advait, advaitavad, put it all in, mix it all up. Wow, voila! This is it, achintya beta abeta tattva. It's like you put your card on top of mine, I put my card, and then finally, bam, I'm the top. So this is it. It's so fantastic, this philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because when the consciousness expands to the ultimate extent, when it's free from all subtle contaminations of ego, the subtle kanika, the subtle kankan, the subtle particles of ego and self-identity and self-enjoyment, when all that's gone, even the idea of being God and everything, then one will realize that this is the actual tapsiddhanta, achintya veda veda tattva. Gaurakishore Das Babaji is following Leela Smaran and Rag Marg. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is following Leela Smaran and Rag Marg. Vamshi Das Babaji is following Leela Smaran and Rag Marg. In a male form, if one externally, the soul externally has a male form, how is it possible he can meditate internally on a female gopi form? You can think of anything. First of all, our identity, we're not male or female. If you're not clear about the spiritual identity and don't have a lot of time to read a lot of books, you just have to read the Bhagavad Gita. Read Bhagavad Gita chapter 2. Read Bhagavad Gita. I suggest that particular medicine is metaphysical. This is metaphysical dawa. Divya dawa. Transcendental medicine. I suggest that you read chapter 2 of the Bhagavad Gita, beginning with verse 11. And go to verse 32, 33, and study deeply with the commentaries of various acharyas, and you'll probably get some clear idea of what your real identity is, because it's very clearly delineated there, the nature, the difference between Atma and body. So we can meditate on any form we want, and by repeatedly meditating on that, we'll get it. And that's told everywhere, because the spiritual body doesn't come dropping out of the sky. If you wash pots for 500 years and sell books at the airport for 10,000 years, then the body falls out of the sky. And this is you. It's not told anywhere in any shastra. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I was just studying this morning, in Madhya Lila chapter 19, teachings of Sanatana Shiksha, maybe verse 226 or so. Starts up with bhaviti, B-H-A-V-I-T-I, bhaviti, bhaviti, bhaviti. And Lord Chaitanya is speaking himself. He's giving shiksha on how to do sadhana bhakti, raganuga sadhana bhakti. And first, verse before that, he says, there's two forms of raganuga sadhana, external and internal. Internal means one must think in his mentally conceived siddha day. You must think day and night. This is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This is not some Sahajiya Babaji from Radhakund. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What to speak of throughout the Vedas and everywhere. And Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, verse 14, and other verses are talking about the abhyas, the daily practice of smaran. how you attain the mercy of Krishna and how you attain a spiritual body by that. And then the examples are given in the Bhagavatam in the 7th canto and 11th canto. There's two, maybe the similar or same example. Example is called metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. Morph means form and meta means change. We see in our own world, in our own life experience, there's something called a worm, caterpillar. You know, worm, creamy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it turns into a butterfly. By some natural process of genetics, but it's clear that that same jiva, one jiva, there's one jiva, he's changed his body to another in one lifetime. We're one jiva, we die, give up this body, and then we move to another body. That's in two lifetimes. But we see something called tadpole.
Yes.
Tadpole is like a little fish.
Yeah.
Then that tadpole becomes
a frog.
Mendak. So this is most extraordinary. Most extraordinary thing. It's called metamorphosis. So these analogies are given on this practice of regular smaran. Because now I'm looking for this and I'm seeing more and more verses. As we say, practice makes perfect. If you don't practice, how can you ever attain something? That one verse is very nice in Hare Krishna. One verse is very nice talking about the practice of meditation and smaran. It's in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, verse 22, Bhagavan Sri Krishna is saying, Ananyas Chintiyantomam. Ananyas Chintiyantomam Yejana Parepashate Teshem Yuktanam Yoga Shema Mahamyam. He's saying that Ananyas Chintiyantomam. That's in 9:22, and I think in 8:14 also. 8:14 is a lot about dying. Chapter 8 of Gita talks a lot about dying. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajit yanti kalevaram. So there are many verses in chapter 8 of Gita discussing the principle of meditation. If you want to record, you can put basme. Yeah. There's many verses in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, and of course chapter 9, and so many places that talk about that encourage the continuous abhyas, smarana abhyas or dhyana abhyas, daily practicing meditating. So for us, we meditate when one has on the platform Rag Marg, which Lord Chaitanya is also describing, he meditates on his siddhadeya, his spiritual form. If one has received from Guru or received by the mercy of Krishna, if someone has the greed for these things and intense interest to worship in the Rag Marg in the line of the gopis, then he's supposed to think like this. Lord Chaitanya and the Goswamis, they're not telling you where you get your siddhadeya from. They're not saying, but they're saying what to do in it. They're saying Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti means this. It's two parts. Lord Chaitanya is telling himself in Sanatana Shiksha. Externally, you serve in your sadhak group. You cook, you take care of the children, many things, whatever you do. That's all bhajan. Bhaj means service. Bhaj. The word bhaj means, the root of bhaj means service, seva. So, going on Harinam Sankirtan, that's bhajan. No, cooking offering is bhajan. Doing puja, all the things that we do, inviting sadhana is bhajan. But in Raghunuga Sadhana, there's the external bhajan, and then there's internal. Internal means man, mind. So we have to think, and as you cultivate, then that body you're given. So many verses. So this verse we're discussing, 9:22, Ananyas Chintiyantamam Yejana Paripashate. Ananyas Chintiyanto. Krishna is telling, if someone, Ananya Chinta, he's always thinking of me. Ananya means not no one else and no break. He's continually meditating, day by day by day, meditating in a very specific way. Then Krishna says, Shemam Vaham. Yoga Shemam Vaham. He says, I give, I carry what they lack, I preserve what they have. So we're lacking. I want this particular siddhadeya. I've been given this siddhadeya by dream, by guru, by pranali, however. If you have it and you have the interest in it, then you run with it with proper guidance and proper practice. Whether you get from Gaudiya Math or ISKCON or Babaji, however, this is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. But all these things, oh, you can only get seated here. If you sit down, you can make your own. You design your own. If you had that much greed and that much interest, I want to be there. I want to be serving with Radharani and Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. What's holding you? What's stopping you? This is the meaning of greed. It's not imagination. You get the basic template or idea. You read some books. Because that's not the important thing. It's not the vayas, the vayas and the varna and the vesh and the nivas and all these ekadash called ekadash bhav. You get nam, mantri nam. And then you get vayas. Vayas means your age. Then you get varna. Varna means your complexion. Gora rakta or sona gora, vidyu, different types of gore. You know, lightning, yellow gore, white. Yellow, white, golden, and reddish golden, like this. Like Nityananda and this ISKCON Mayapur, his complexion is Gaur Rakta. So when they were making the gold, or the Ashtadhatu, they put more copper inside. So his face is looking more red than Mahaprabhu. If you have any observational powers, it's very easy to see. And the ladies section, or anyone, who know, men also, they know about gold. So many colors of gold. So many. So many colors of rings. So imagine each ring is a different manjari. that especially a lady, you see all those rings and all those necklaces. You know whether you can buy them or not, it's another thing. You go look at them and you say, oh, there's blue gold and there's green gold and there's yellow gold and many, many shades. I mean, like, gold is gold. It's all gold is gold. So then you say, oh, I like this Haryali one, this greenish one, because there's there's a coppery gold kind of. So, I like that. I like very much. Oh, it's only 20 lakhs. I don't like that very much. but this complexion I want. Yeya tamam prapadyante. Now you want that, and you develop that kind of idea. Now you need kripa. Because first of all, how did you get the idea to want to follow raga to begin with? It doesn't come by vaidhi sadhana. Never. You can practice, you can do 10,000 artiks a day for 10,000 years, and you'll never start Ragnaga Bhakti. 1, 2, 309, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Purva Vibhag, second Lahari, verse 309. At the end of the Sadhana Bhakti chapter, there's 270 verses about Sadhana Bhakti, and there's 40 verses about Ragnaga Bhakti. Chalis Shlok, Ragnaga Bhakti Vichara. Last one, Shesh number, he says, Bhagavan Kurunya Wa, Bhagavan Kurunya Wa, Bhakta Kurunya, Lobaika, 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 Matra, Hetananena. Matra means only. I mean, I only know the word for word, I don't know Sanskrit, don't misunderstand. I'm just telling you. Lobaika means same as Hindi, you know, lob. And then Hetu means cause. And this is Sanskrit. So the only cause for greed, genuine interest, I want it, I have to have it, like a thirst. You know, when you're thirsty, I have to give me some water, Coke, something, you know. Of course, only water will do, but something. And then that's greed. But for Krishna, I want to read about these things, I want to hear about things. No, you can't. Hell with it. Yes, I do. Then you have, from that, Purva Sanskara, Purva Sarasang, only or Krishna apnayat, apnayat, you know, means just immediately, by Krishna's mercy in the heart. Somehow you saw some Thakurji and you saw maybe Asasaki Mandir in Vrindavan or somewhere in ISKCON. You said, oh, the Sakis are so nice in the way. Somehow something happened. I want to be with them. And where did that something happened? Krishna. He said, oh, I like your mentality. I like your abhiman. I like your bhav. I like your achar, your sadachar. Then, first of all, Krishna, only bhakti comes from Krishna, or guru, Vaishnava. That's just generic bhakti. It's not a small thing. Yeah. It's like one person interested in vaidhi bhakti, bhakti out of 1,500,000 million people. Rag bhakti is ati, 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 durlab. You can't preach it. if someone is interested in it, you can guide them. And if you are a Raghunuga Bhakta, and by your presence and by your preaching, you may create such thing in others. People that are just Vaidhi Bhaktas, they get some books by some very great saints, like our Mahant here in Radhakund, Srila Nandadas Babaji Maharaj, and many, many books. And they're basically all rasa books. Radharasura Nidhi, Stavavali, Stavamala, Prem Bhakti Chandri, lots of philosophy. So many books he's translated and given commentaries. And throughout the commentaries, he's just preaching all the Tattva Siddhanta of Gaudiyas. So I have one friend. He was in one of these modern Vaishnava movements, you know, an institution, for 30 years or so. He said, I feel dry. I feel, you know, we worship Radha and Krishna. In my house, we have Radha Krishna deities and doing everything for so many years. He said, can you help me somehow? I said, I don't know. I can, you know, I don't know if you're a little adventuresome, adventuresome, or whether you're bound with the shackles of certain restrictions that maybe you're self-imposed or you're imposed on you, or you feel that such. But there's a whole group of books here by a particular person, and I mean, don't blame me if anything happens. I just said, you know, read these, let's say what you can say, what they say sometimes, you know, when you go swimming, especially in Bombay and South India, swim at your own risk. Swim at your own risk, right? You see a sign sometimes, because that's around maybe here. If you go to Australia and people like places like that, the sign on the beach says, shark infested waters, swim at your own risk. And that's where all the best surfing places in the world, there's signs on the beach like that. In South Africa, in Australia, and Bali, and Fiji, and all those fantastic waves around the world. You know, so I used to follow all this when I was a 16-year-old kid, 50 years ago. I was riding in the waves, you know, so I surfing magazine, and going. You know, that was my passion. Like some people's passion is cricket or, you know, soccer, or, you know, football, baseball. I was born on the seacoast, so then actually, you know.
You told him to knock yourself out with his books. You can knock yourself out.
Yeah, thanks. I got lost in the way. I got lost in the ways of Mayic reminiscences. So you brought me back to the transcendental reality. Yes. So I gave these transcendental books with commentaries, and he called me back. The phone wasn't on vibration mode, it was just jumping mode. And the phone was just jumping out of my hand. He was so enthused. Maharaj, this is like, it's nectar, I don't know what's happening here, you know. I've been reading 8 hours a day, and because he doesn't have to work so much, he's kind of rich. And so I said, yeah. He said, now what? And then by and by, and then he took his diksha over here.
Now he's happy.
Not happy, he's blissful. Happy, souk is everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere is souk. The dog has souk. The pig has souk.
Yeah.
But a human being can have anand. And then a devotee has bhaktanand. Bhaktanand, and then bhavanand. We have our names, bhavanand. So bhaktanand. If any bhakta, any devotee, whether lady or gent, if they have some bliss, they have some bliss, they have some joy coming from chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping deities, taking prasad, seeing devotees, selling books, any devotional practice, if they feel some joy, that is a drop of the ocean of Radharani Shakti. That is a drop of Radharani. Bhakti means Ladini. So we know. We can space out. We always space out. We chant japa. You know, and everywhere, we know that everyone has 1,000 different varieties of japa. They do, which is their own special style. But it's all under one general category called inattention. And everyone has their own way of doing that, which makes it stylish. The basic idea is that your question, starting point was, if we're in men's bodies, how can we meditate on being a 12-year-old gopi?
Yes.
simple maidservant of a queen, or like in the medieval times you might find in the old 400 or 500 years ago, the royalty, the queens would have so many dasis, they call Rani dasis. They would serve the queen, brush her hair. She has several hundreds of maidservants, and sometimes the king would produce a child. They're called dasi putra. Have you ever heard this term? The term is there in Mahabharata, in the Vedas. It's not a joke, it's a serious thing. Because the kings, you know, usually they have so many official wives, but they also have so many concubines and relationships with the ladies in the palace. It's called Dasiputra, or Shudrani, or whatever. Daughter of a king and a Shudra worker, or whatever. I think Vidura is like Dasiputra or something like that. I'm not so clear. So this is the goal. So now someone knows a 6'3" man and he weighs 200 kilos and he's a weightlifter. That's fine. He has his external identity and functions and that way. But the spiritual body is we say gopas and gopis and males and females. But ultimately, the body we're speaking about is Satchidanand. It's totally transcendental. And more, not only Satchidanand, but it's Premanand. Premanand Sarup. Prem Sarup. So this is already the idea of a Satchidananda Atma, or the Satchidananda spiritual body, is inconceivable. And the idea that that body of the pure, liberated, Premika soul in a Siddha Sarup is actually a Bhav Deha. It's totally made of Prem, consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Chaitya. That's it. So that consciousness, what is it? It's not male or female. There's no designation. There's no upadhi there, male or female. But they're functioning in different external forms that look like male or female. So there's no restriction there. Just like the caterpillar, you know, he by his genetic process or whatever, he becomes butterfly, totally changes. But the analogy in seventh canto, the allegory that's given in seventh canto of Bhagavatam and 11th canto is Kita, called Kita Pesha Naya. Kita means insect, and Pesha means worm. So one wasp is like these little tati or something, these little yellow, rather large yellow flying bugs. And if they land on you, they sting you. It really hurts, like worse than bee sting. They make little paper-like nests hanging from trees. They're called tatiya. You know, what do you say in Hindi? Are you from Hindi? You speak Hindi?
Yeah, but I don't.
It's called tatiya. We're not from the village. You're probably from the city. It's called tatiya or something like that. My chokidar tells me. We have in the tree sometimes. So this wasp, he catches a worm. And he has this little hexagon like a honeycomb. But it's not made of wax, it's made of like a paper. You know, that's an amazing design. They fall out of the tree sometimes. It's like paper. It's not paper, it's produced from his own body, saliva or whatever. The magic of God and the magic of creation. It's really, just take what we call a wasp's nest, the home of an insignificant insect, will just spin your mind forever. How is it possible? He didn't go to college, he didn't study engineering. How do you figure out how to make this? And each hexagon is connected to the other hexagon. And the whole thing, and this whole 150 hexagons are hanging on this little thread of a part of that house, hanging around a tree and not going anywhere. What kind of super glue is that? What kind of super glue is that? What kind of contact cement? What is that? That's Bhagavan. That's not fevical. That's Bhagavan coal. You know, that's the amazement. The mystery. So he catches that worm, and he puts that pesha inside that little paper nest, and then he's going to eat him later. So the worm is sitting there, this is told in Bhagavatam, and he's just meditating. Sadatad Bhava Bhavita. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, verse 6. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, tyajat yanti kalevaram, tam tam evaiti konteya, sadatad bhava bhavita. Sada tad bhava bhavita. That bhava, that condition, that feeling, that emotion, that mood, that you're always meditating on. Sada tad bhava, that bhava, sada, that you're always cultivating. Sada tad bhava bhavita, that will be, that you will attain. So when you give up this body, whatever you've been meditating on, you'll get. So now you are a man, and you say, "Oh, I'm a man. I'm a man. How can I meditate a little 12-year-old gopi, a little delicate gopi? It's not possible." Yes, it's possible. This is transcendental meditation. You meditate like that, you'll become a transcendental gopi with a transcendental body made of prema, Satchidananda. Now you're meditating on your wife. You're a male, but you're meditating on the body of a woman, because you love her and you're attached to her. Okay, fine. No problem. But you continually meditate, sada tad bhava bhavita, the next life, you will die. And if you're pious and fortunate, you'll get another human body. And what type of body will it be?
Female.
So as you think, so you become. 8:6 Gita says, as you think, so you become. So as you think, I'm Mandri. I'm so-and-so Mandri. That's why this Abhiman is so important. I'm Krishna Das. That's nice. But there's five rasas. I mean, there's four rasas in the servants of Krishna.
As you think, you become. So you think about a 12-year-old Mandri.
Every yoga system, as you think, you become. You think Brahman, you become Brahman. You think Paramatma, you go into Paramatma. You think Chaturbhuj, you see Chaturbhuj. You think of the Radha and Krishna, and that's how it works. But you just think, there's no thinking, that's the point. So this is real, this is the whole Gaudiya Vaishnavism is actually a movement of Raganuga Bhakti. Lord Chaitanya says also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rag Marg Bhakti Prachar. It's one of the purposes. He says, I've come to preach Raganuga Bhakti. And you see, he preached it to Sanatana Goswami. And in the Madhya Lila and Sanatana Shiksha, he preached to Rupa Goswami. He preached to the mouth in Madhya Lila chapter 8, and Madhya Lila chapter 19, and Madhya Lila and Anti Lila. The whole thing is all about Raganuga Bhakti and Gopi Bhav. He preached directly to Rupa Goswami and directly to Sanatana Goswami. Then they wrote about it. And he spoke directly through the mouth of Ramananda Roy all about. And then he spoke to Srupa Damodar, and Srupa Damodar gave so many instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami. And whatever those instructions were, they fructified in Radhakund under the encouragement and association of Rupa Goswami and the blessings. That's why all the time, everywhere you find Raghunath Das writes so many verses in glorification of Rupa Goswami and Rupa Manjari, because he felt so indebted, because all the teachings he received for 16 years through the blessings of Mahaprabhu and through the direct teachings of Srupa Damodar were crystallized and realized by the mercy of Rupa Goswami. And this whole treasure is just going by. Like you stand by the tracks. Oh, there goes a train. Oh, I'm supposed to be on that train. You're driving to Mathura station and you're late, and then you see the train going to Delhi, and you say, oh, I think that's the so-and-so express. It's on time, and I'm not. Zoom, you know. It's like, well, maybe I can catch it somewhere. Doesn't stop. It's from Bombay. It just stopped in Mathura. Now it's lightning speed. So that's the unfortunate. We come to the shore of the ocean and don't ride the waves. You have the surfboard in your hand, your bathing suit on. So you got I'm a Gaudiya Vaishnav. I have tilak and neck beads and mala, and I have nectar devotion. I have Chaitanya. I have all books about Raghunuga Bhakti. But I don't know what it is. I have no desire. Okay, fine. Don't worry about it. Carry on. I know about it. I want to do it, but I'm prohibited. Well then, how much do you want to do it? Then that will be. Then you'll see whether you really have greed or not. Your greed will set you free. It has to. Just like if someone, so many cases, thousands, you're from, you know, Movieville, you know, Mayaville, Bombayville, that's where all the Maya capital.
Bollywood.
Mayawood. You call it Bollywood, I call it Mayawood. A Mayawood. So all they do is do Maya there, and then they broadcast it everywhere through cinema. It's all Maya. Hopefully, there's nothing art. There's nothing dharmic about the whole place. So Maya would. So there, the
Mahaprabhu, he tells Sanatan Goswami, Kantha Karanga Dari Kangal Mora Bhaktagan. Kantha Karanga Dari Kangal Mora Bhaktagan. Kantha, having torn blankets, Karanga Dari, Kantha Karanga Dari Kangal Mora Bhaktagan. Vrindavan Ashya Tumi Karapalan. When these poor devotees comes, you please take care of them. And he again once he said that Mahaprabhu.
He told that to whom?
Sanatana Goswami.
Achha.
And then once he said.
Subhuti Roy also did that.
And he said that Mahaprabhu Bhaktaganir Vairagya Pradhan, Jahan Dekhi Prita Hoy Gaurav Bhagwan. Mahaprabhu's devotees are renunciate predominant in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, and Mahaprabhu gets very happy in that.
No, that's the Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, he mentioned that verse to summarize it. Vairagya is automatic.
But what is the extent you have to go to Vairagya? You have to go really deep down?
No, you don't go to Vairagya. We do Bhakti. Right in the first canto of Bhagavatam, it says you do Bhakti, Jnana Vairagya automatically there. And that's in Bhagavat Mahatmyam,